we've had what we think is a productive preseason camp. Wish we were a little bit healthier going into it, especially in the offensive line. But I think we're still trying to get ready. Got a couple more days to get ready for play an outstanding football team and we'll give it our best shot.
Questions for Coach Fu.
Coach, this is Mitch Smith with the Daily Island. Obviously, you and I took the Hawkeyes kind of to the brink last season at Kinnick Stadium. Has that been mentioned? Have you brought that up at all with your team?
I will bring it up. I think they're aware of it. But we would certainly are envious of them to be in that position. If we could be Saturday, that'd be great. But it remains to be seen. We've got some question marks going in there, and it'll be a baptism of fire for a couple of new players. We'll just have to see where it goes.
Coach, a follow-up question with that. Obviously, you got a new quarterback. What have you been telling him, and how have you been preparing for him to go up against probably one of the toughest defensive lines in the country?
Sure, that's a big question mark right now. He hasn't taken a snap at this level, and it'll be interesting to find out how he performs. But I think he's a poised guy. He's been making very good decisions in preseason, and he hasn't faced that caliber of defensive front. So it'll all come out, and we'll know a lot more as we get into the thick of it Saturday.
Did I see correctly that you guys will, your team will be receiving $400,000 for playing this game?
I don't know exactly how much it is. I think it's in that relative area.
Okay. Coach, could you comment on some of the rumors about your team and the fact that up to 20 players could be suspended? Regarding drugs?
No, I can't comment on that, no.
Will more players than just the three be suspended for Saturday's game?
I can't comment on that.
Coach, talk about how big it is to not have Mon Williams in this contest for you, and what's it going to take for you guys to what will it take for you guys to win this game or keep up with the Hawkeyes this weekend?
Well, when your number one guy goes down and he's not able to play, that takes a little bit off you. But we've got some good solid group of running backs, and Jimmy Potempo will be our starter there, and he's a good football player, does a lot of things for us. But the thing we can't do, obviously, is give them turnovers, interceptions, penalties, fumbles, those types of things. They're going to hopefully we can have them have to work for what they get, but to give them the opportunities would obviously not be in our best interest. So we've got to execute to our the highest level and hope for the best.
James from the Chronicle in Clarksville, are you a little more unsure about this team than teams in past history?
There's some question marks, probably more question marks go with this team than in previous years. But that all will get ironed out here in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Time for one more question for Coach Booth.
Bob, this is Brian. I just wanted to check of what offensive linemen may not play or are questionable.
There's a couple of guys, Brian, that are doubtful right at this point. So, but we've got to put people out there, and we'll have people out there, and we'll see how they do.